All right. So you know what time it is. It's time for Catholic trivia. So, when the Catholic Church is described as holy, it means that... And when do we say that the Catholic Church is holy? In the Creed, right? Correct, whoever said always right. Yeah. But in the Creed, I believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, right? So when the Catholic Church is described as holy, it means that, A, none of her members sins grievously. B, she has produced more saints than has any other religious body. C, she holds up holiness as an ideal that can be approached but never reached. That's depressing, right? D, she is holy in her origins and purposes, no matter how bad some of her members may be. And then E, none of the above. So when the Catholic Church is described as holy, it means that A, none of her members sins grievously. Who says that? Good. B, she has produced more saints than has any other religious body. C, she holds up holiness as an ideal that can be approached but never reached. D, she is holy in her origins and purposes, no matter how bad some of her members may be. E, none of the above. All right. So if you were thinking and you were too scared to say none of her members sins grievously, if this were true, it would mean that no Catholic ever commits mortal sins. Okay. That would be wonderful, but we know from our own lives and from observing the lives of other Catholics that this just isn't so. Otherwise, what am I doing in the confessional box, right? B, if you said she has produced more saints than has any other religious body. Although the Catholic Church has produced saintly people, this is not what is meant when we say the Church is holy, though it is a consequence of the Church's holiness. She holds up holiness as an ideal that can be approached but never reached. While the perfect holiness of God never can be reached, nor even the preeminent holiness of the Virgin Mary, who's the holiest of all creatures, in case you didn't know, holiness is achievable by anyone. Every saint in heaven is holy and is there only because every imperfection has been wrung out of him, either on earth or where? At Taco Bell? Purgatory! Very good. The Church constantly urges us to greater degrees of holiness, but even lesser degrees can be reached by quote-unquote regular Catholics. And then, if you said she is holy in her origins and purposes, no matter how bad some of her members are, correct. The Catholic Church is holy in her origins in that she was founded by God himself, and she is holy in her purposes because her chief purpose is to inculcate holiness in her, that's a big word, holiness in her members so they can live eternally in heaven with God. So Christ established the Church, right? Who did he establish the Church as her head? Who was the head of the Church? Peter, right? The first pope. But because Christ established the Church, who's Christ? Jesus. And who's Jesus? Son of God, which means God, right? So because God created the Church, and then God promised, I guess you're stacking saying, he promised to send the Holy Spirit to lead them in the truth, God's presence remains in the Church, right? Particularly through the sacraments, through the teaching body of the Church, the magisterium, and then through... of course, the holiness of her members, etc. The Church is always holy. That's why we call her Holy Mother Church. Why do we call her Mother, by the way? So, what'd you say? We have our Heavenly Father. But Mary's our Mother, too, right? So, like, why do we call the Church Holy Mother Church? Brendan, what'd you say? I mean, true, but what does a mother do? Yeah, nurtures. So, but God's God. It's God's God. So, one of the titles of the church is Mater et Magister. What does that mean? Mother and teacher. So, a mother guides, nurtures, right? Through, like, providing, like, feeding her children, etc. So, the church feeds her children with the sacraments, but she's also a teacher. So, she teaches us what does she teach us, ultimately? Truth. And for why are we here? What's our purpose?
To get to heaven.
Very good. Ding, ding, ding. So, she leads us. She teaches us how to get to heaven. So, she's our mother in that regard. She's nurturing us and preparing us to be in heaven one day. So, we call Holy Mother Church. But you also just see it referred to as Holy Church. So, people will say, like, how is the church holy because of all the horrible things that happen with abuses, etc.? It has nothing to do with the members. It has to do everything with Christ. Christ's presence in the church, Christ established the church. Very good. And the saints are representative of the holiness of the church. The unity, this is question number two. The unity of the church. Whew, didn't know that was possible. The unity of the church, A, was lost when the Protestants broke away in the 16th century because they did away with the priesthood. B, was lost when the Eastern Orthodox broke away in the 11th century, even though they maintained all seven sacraments. C, is a perpetual attribute of the church and has nothing to do with how many groups break away. D, is an ideal toward which all Christians need to work together. E, none of the above. This is a harder one. The unity of the church, A, was lost when the Protestants broke away in the 16th century because they did away with the priesthood. B, was lost when the Eastern Orthodox broke away in the 11th century, even though they maintained all seven sacraments. C, is a perpetual attribute of the church and has nothing to do with how many groups break away. D, is an ideal toward which all Christians need to work together. E, none of the above. I know the answer. I mean, obviously. But, but as I was saying, I know the answer. Who says A, was lost in the Protestant broke away in the 16th century because they did away with the priesthood?
What was it?
None of the above. Who says B, was lost when the Eastern Orthodox broke away? Who says C, is a perpetual attribute of the church and has nothing to do with how many groups break away? You got to commit. This is like relationships. Like, you have to commit. Okay. D is, it's an ideal toward which all Christians need to work together. Okay. Who said A when we lost it with the Protestant Reformation? We have to distinguish between the unity of Christians and the unity that is the hallmark of the church. Again, one holy Catholic and apostolic church. The unity of the church, understood as one of her four marks, remains even when groups split off from the church. Who said was lost when the Eastern Orthodox broke away? This is a variant of answer A, and is equally wrong. Who said C, which is a perpetual attribute of the church? There were a lot of hands. Be courageous. Hold firm to your answer. Unity is one of the four marks of the church. By unity is meant that Christ established only one church, and there remains only one true church. All other Christian bodies are offshoots of that church. Many of them are offshoots of offshoots. These bodies maintain some elements of the one church, such as, in most cases, valid baptisms and authentic, if usually truncated, versions of sacred scripture. But they are not, properly speaking, parts of the church founded by Christ. And then D is an ideal toward which all Christians need to work together. Since the unity of the church, in the sense given above, always has existed and is in no way impaired, it makes no sense to speak of working toward it as an ideal. But it does make sense to speak of working toward the unification of all Christians with one another. This would be accomplished most perfectly if all Christians belong to the one church Christ established, which is the Catholic Church. So C was the correct answer.